The U.S. dollar is trading on the back foot into the North American session after softer than expected weekly jobless claims data added to evidence of a gradually cooling U.S. labor market. Initial jobless claims rose to 225K, the highest level since February, while Treasury yields moved lower across the curve. Although the data does not point to a sharp deterioration in employment condition, it reinforces expectations that the Federal Reserve will have scope to ease policy further if labor market momentum continues to moderate. The move has weighed on the dollar broadly while supporting rate-sensitive assets and precious metals. In Europe, economic data painted a mixed but generally soft picture of activity. Eurozone retail sales declined in April, German construction activity remained firmly in contraction territory, and UK construction output fell at its fastest pace in 6 years. While the data reinforces concerns about sluggish growth across Europe, FX markets have been more focused on broad dollar weakness and lower US yields, helping the euro and pound outperform despite uninspiring domestic fundamentals. In Switzerland, inflation data remains subdued, reinforcing expectations that the SNB will maintain a cautious policy stance. In Asia markets, attention centered on central bank developments, reports suggesting the Bank of Japan may still be on track to raise rates later this month help support the yen, while Reserve Bank of Australia Governor Bullock reiterated the inflation remains too high and is expected to rise further in the near term. Australia's stronger than expected trade surplus, driven by a sharp rebound in exports, provided additional support for the Australian dollar and reinforced the view that the RBA is unlikely to shift away from its tightening bias anytime soon, even after pausing following three consecutive rate hikes. Geopolitics remain a key driver of cross-asset price action. Markets reacted positively to comments from President Trump suggesting the U.S. is engaged in final negotiations aimed at ending the conflict involving Iran, helping to ease concerns over energy supply disruptions. As a result, crude oil prices have fallen sharply and risk sentiment has improved at the margin. However, reports of continued military activity in Lebanon serve as a reminder that geopolitical risks remain elevated and capable of generating renewed volatility across commodities, FX, and rates markets. Looking ahead, attention will remain firmly on the U.S. labor market developments ahead of tomorrow's non-farm payrolls report. Markets will continue to assess whether today's softer jobless claims data signals a broader loss of momentum in employment or simply reflects ongoing normalization. Equities are set for a mixed open with Dow futures outperforming, while S&P 500 and NASDAQ futures lag amid continued pressure on AI and semiconductor stocks following weakness in major technology names. Beyond equities, investors will closely be monitoring moves in treasury yields, the dollar, and energy markets for further clues on the evolving macro narrative. That's all for now.